So this section, I'm just going to talk very briefly about academic presses and the potential for finding grants to support yourself while you're writing. I have limited experience in this field. I've done one project with an academic press. It was the University of California Press. And what I'll talk about is really applies to the smaller presses, of which there are many, many, a lot of university presses, and doesn't really apply to the huge presses like Oxford University Press, Harvard University Press. These are massive presses and operate much more like a commercial press. But on the smaller presses, on the positive side, if you work in academia, for instance, if I were a faculty member at one of the UC campuses, University of California, Davis, for instance, I could apply for funds either within my department or through the university itself to support time off to do that writing. That money exists in most universities and through most academic presses. So that's sort of the excitement or the positive sides of working with a university press. The other benefit, of course, is that you really get a lot of great review through the process. There is a peer review process that happens before they accept the book project as well as after you've written your manuscript. And that is sorely lacking in the mainstream publishing world. On the downside, I found that university presses, they pay so little, it barely justifies your time. And I mean, I'm serious. They pay so little. I sort of earned about 30% of what I would earn at a normal press, at least as far as royalties and advances, because they really do expect you to be a salaried person who is writing on the side or supported by an institution while you're writing. They expected me to pay all sorts of extras as well. If I wanted to add a photo, for instance, I had to pay for it. If I wanted to expand the book in any way, I had to pay for it. I had to pay if I wanted to have someone do the indexing to the back of the book. These are all things that are in the very small print in those contracts that you should be very careful when you sign. So these are things to consider. There are wonderful things about being with the university press. They're certainly, or at least my experience with them, they were super enthused, super supportive, but they expect you to do absolutely everything. Things that, in my experience, other publishers or mainstream publishers will do all the time, whether from indexing to organizing the photos. Like, you, of course, organize them as the writer, but when you submit it, I had the UC Press sent it back, and they wanted their own coding system. They wanted me to redo the entire thing for their coding system so that they better understand it, even though the one that was existing was very, very clear. So just expect that you'll probably put more time into it and get less financial reward. Of course, very rarely do you make much money writing at all. What else? I think that's really all I have to say about academic writing, actually. As I said, I have only done one project. It was a positive experience overall. It was painful in its how slow it was and how expensive it was from my point. I ended up putting about $5,000 into the creation of a book when it would have been nice to actually be paid instead. I think that's it.